Ingo Valentin of Elm Grove, which is near Milwaukee, is competing in the Automotive XPRIZE contest. The best new design will win more than $10 million. It's a bit complicated, but the Ingo car relies on in-wheel motors and pressurized fluids, much like the hydrostatic powertrain found in construction equipment, but with improvements.
I have designed for a large company in Germany in the mid-70s a new powertrain. And based on those experiences, I have started in the early 80s to design a new hydrostatic powertrain, starting with the hydraulic motor which drives the wheels. This is the most important part of the whole subject.
With a three-piston engine that doesn't run unless more pressure is called for, it completely rethinks how to power a vehicle. Even the energy from braking is stored and reused.
Yes, it will be the whole energy from braking will be restored. The wheel motors, instead of driven by the wheel motors drive, then the wheel drives the motor and sends the braking energy back into the accumulator.
While he's not been able to put together a complete prototype, Valentin has tested elements of the vehicle. He's confident the engineering is sound. Will Ingo cars be commonplace someday? He says it's all or nothing.
This is kind of thing, when you change everything. So everything or nothing, there's nothing in between, I think. So to your question, yes, I believe, and I can prove that my assumptions are correct.
Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.